Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
I was checking my account last night, and there's a couple of a couple of transactions that I had nothing to do with.
Okay, I'll be happy to take a look at that for you. So to start us off, can I confirm that zip code, please?
95354.
Okay, that was 95354.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Herman Alvarado.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. What was that?
Herman Alvarado.
Herman Garado?
Alvarado, A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O.
Alvarado, okay. Give me just a moment while I locate that account for you. Okay, I did find an account matching your name. And for security purposes, can you confirm that address for me?
It's 331 San Juan Drive, Modesto, California, 95354.
You said 331?
Yeah.
Okay. I have that address is 211.
Capistrano?
Yes, Capistrano Drive in Modesto, California.
No, I want to update my address. So, no, that I called, I don't know how many times, and I told them I don't live there no more. And not to be saying, and then I'm not even, right now my cards are going to that address I just gave you, 331. And I'm not, now you don't know how many times I called and told them I'm not there. And they haven't changed my address yet. I live in Merced now, not in Modesto.
Okay. Let's see.
Supposedly they sent me another card, but it went to that 331 address, and I haven't gotten nothing.
Okay. Okay, let me take a look at this for you. Give me just a second. Okay, I see here that the charge never went through. So unfortunately, you don't have an account, but we did find your name. But the account never went through due to that payment declining.
What are you talking about? The account never went through.
You were calling about the charge on the account, correct?
Yeah. Well, the one for 29.84 or something like that, and the one for 39.84.
Okay, I'm seeing a charge for $49.97. Let me continue looking here.
No. That one at Walmart, I did that one.
Okay, well, it doesn't look like we have an account for you. I'm still looking. Yeah, let's see.
Do you want the card number? I got the card.
No, sir. We're not allowed to take down your card information. Let's see another way. Okay, can you spell your first and last name, please?
Alvarado.
Okay, so that's H-E-R-M-A-N for the first name. And right. A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. No, I'm still not showing an account for you. I'm showing the payments were declined, so therefore there was no account activated.
Which payment was declined?
All of them.
You mean like the one for 47?
Yes.
I don't understand. What do you mean declined?
The payments never went through, so therefore there is no account for me to assist you.
Then how come right here is showing that it did go through?
Okay, let's see. Can I get the first six of that card number? We can't take down the full card number, but I can get down the first six.
Okay, 4-2-3-2-2-3.
Those last two numbers were 2-3?
Yes.
Okay, give me just a second. Okay. I am still not seeing that account for you. I'm not seeing the payments. The ones that I
do
see.
Huh? Don't this have an account number on here? Like for the bank account and the routing number on the app? Would that help any?
Let's see. Unfortunately not. Let's see. Let me try to put in the address. You said that address was 331 Capistrano Drive?
No, okay. The one that where the card went to was 331 San Juan.
Okay, and how do you spell that?
S-A-N-J-U-A-N.
San Juan Drive?
Yeah, San Juan Drive.
Okay.
Modesto, California, 95354.
Okay, give me just a second.
Or you know what, to try, shit.
No, I'm sorry, I'm still not seeing the account matching.
Which other address? I think 310 College Avenue? College Avenue?
Okay, you said 310 who?
Coolidge or something like that? Coolidge Avenue? Huh? College? Or College Avenue?
Okay, C-O-L-L-E-G-E?
Yeah, D-E.
Okay, give me just a second.
And that's in Modesto.
No, unfortunately, I'm still not seeing that account.
How about the 211 Capistrano Drive?
Yes, but that was for the $49.97, and that payment was declined. That was back in December of 2021.
Okay, but since then, I've been getting my cards. As a matter of fact, I just got one over there not too long ago because they called and told me it's the one on San Juan Drive. That's where I've been getting my cards.
I'm still looking for you, but at the moment, I'm sorry. I'm still not seeing that account to be able to assist with that.
How is that? And right here, it has my account. It has everything, all the transactions I did right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has the balance.
And it's showing the transactions went through.
Well, yeah, and here, and that's why I'm calling, because there's two of them that I didn't do, and that's the one for $29.84 and one for
$39.84. Okay. Give me a moment. Let me look into this and see what I can do for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, sir. What were the amounts that you said that went through?
Was let me see, 47.46.
47.46.
Yeah, at Walmart.
At Walmart.
Oh, sir, we're not Walmart.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not calling Walmart.
I know I'm not calling Walmart. I'm calling the T-Mobile Bank. I know what I'm calling.
Okay.
Asking for the last four of the card. Sorry.
Okay.
See if we can
I already looked it up. Okay. So unfortunately, there is no account matching your name.
I got the app right here, and it's showing me all my transactions. It's showing me my balance, my remaining balance. I got the card right here in my hand. I got another card in my wallet. And you're telling me there's no account? Then why do I only have six? Where's my money at then?
I would recommend you contact your financial institution because we're not seeing those charges or that account on our end.
Well, you guys aren't like we're supposed to be because you guys are doing my direct deposit. It's going to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, we cannot assist due to not finding the account nor the charges.
What kind of bank are you guys at? You guys can't even find somebody's account. And
we're
right
not
here,
a bank.
Then what the hell are you?
We're a third-party call center.
A third-party call center. Then
yes.
Why do you say you guys are banks?
No, we're not a bank. I did inform you to contact your financial institution, which is your bank.
The Chime, that's not a bank?
Yes, but this isn't Chime.
What is it?
We're a third-party call center that serves many products. We're not Chime.
Well, then why did they give me this number to call?
They told you this was the number for Chime?
No, when I went, I got a text message, and then it said something about my account. If I didn't make no transaction, certain to call that number. And then there was a number in it.
I recommend you contact your financial institution, but this isn't Chime or any type of financial institution.
Okay.
Okay, was there anything else I can help you with today?
No. You can help me with this. How are you going to help me with anything else?
Okay, I'm very sorry. I couldn't be of much assist to you. Okay, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.